I actually left two or three months prior to the HSC. I know this probably sounds silly to a lot of your listeners, but you know, at the end of the day, it's not about what piece of paper tells you what you can do. It's life experiences and how you have grown through the process.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we're chatting with Joe Durrani, a property investor and an author. You'll follow his journey on how he started investing in property, his setbacks, and how he overcame them. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Durrani fills his days by speaking to everyday Australians and sharing his strategy for property investing with them so that they can achieve their goals.
I connect with everyday Australians and show them a specific way and a strategy on how to successfully build a property portfolio to enable them to retire comfortably and so that they can build the nest egg that they desire and deserve.
Durrani published a book called It's Just the Beginning.
It's all about, you know, the strategies and the decisions and the choices that I've had to come about to get me to where I am now, and also to show people what is possible, and also about my life, where I'm taking my life to the next level, and how I'm getting to that next step in stage in life, but also how I can inspire and impact and empower others to do the same thing. And really, the message about this whole book is that anything is possible with the right mindset, with the right principles and philosophies that you have to believe in, and on top of that, surrounding yourself with the right people. And that's basically the end all of the book.
He grew up in Western Sydney. Straight after high school, he sought out work experience instead of education. This worked for him in the long run.
Born and raised in Sydney, Australia, but I was actually born in Penrith, so the Western Sydney.
Durrani went to high school in Western Sydney, but didn't finish high school. He believes that life experience is more important than a university degree.
I'm the eldest of six kids, and it's really involved in, written in the book, but eldest of six kids, actually, funny enough, I actually didn't finish school, knowing that I wasn't going to get the grades to get into, or the UAI or whatever they call it, to get into university to become a civil engineer. I decided that, going through the route of understanding steel and boilermaker welding and all these things so that, I can then become a draftsperson in some way, shape or form. So that's what I've done. I actually left two or three months prior to the HSC. I know this probably sounds silly to a lot of your listeners, but at the end of the day, it's not about what piece of paper tells you what you can do. It's life experiences and how you have grown through the process.
Joe Durrani started his career working as a boilermaker welder, but he found a sense of enjoyment and job satisfaction when it came to drawing. This enabled him to be an all-rounder employee and help secure jobs.
So boilermaker welder is basically everything got to do with welding and in heavy structural steel. So all your large beams and so on and so forth. It's actually been a long time since I've worked in that field, but that's where I started. And, I actually enjoyed the drawing side of things. And what I'd done was, because I was able to weld pretty well as well, I was able to get a good job in bouldering and making handrails and so on and so forth, and staircases. So that's the field that I went into. Because I was actually good at reading the drawings itself.
As he discovered his skill in property drawings and saw firsthand the fruits of his work as a boilermaker welder, this is what led Durrani to become interested in property investing.
My father built our dream home, and he spent a lot of time and energy. And when I was going through the drawings, he actually designed it himself, obviously with the architect and so on. But that's where I found the interest in more or less not property in general, but more or less the drawings and the architectural drafting side of things. And so I actually did what they call it work experience in year 10 and year 11. I did that with an architectural firm. So I sort of had the hang of it because I actually enjoyed AutoCAD and Revit and so on, which is some of the programs and the programs that they use.
He got work experience in an architectural firm during high school. After that, he went into ball making. He then became a drafter.
Well, that's when the story does finally glue together as to, you know, what happened to us. So, I'm coming into my final 6 months of my architectural drafting. I qualified, Boilermaker welder. However, I had 6 months to go in regards to my drafting course and be credited for that. However, 2008 came around very quickly. Being aged 18, we quickly hit a brick wall, so to speak. My father and I decided to go into business together. Being in the field that my father's always been in, which is, you know, mixed businesses and convenience stores and works, I decided that I wanted to be my own boss and work with him rather than working for other people. Still continuing on with obviously my drafting. However, what happened was GFC hit and, my old man unfortunately overextended himself financially. And that's when we were hit with over $1 million loss, where we pretty much lost absolutely everything. And that's when I saw my parents, and I saw them as naive as I was at that age, on a pedestal. We had, a big, beautiful house in Penrith and, everything was going well from the outside. But then when the GFC hit, it actually hit my old man really, really hard. And we actually walked away from that business.
When the GFC hit Durrani's family, they lost a substantial amount of money and were forced to walk away from their business. He sees this experience as a blessing in disguise.
That's where my story really starts. And in the initial beginning, I was, very scared. It was all about the unknown. But what I did, without being judged in any way, shape or form, I felt like, I was the victim and my father was the victim and why us? And this isn't meant to happen, and started to point the finger at other things and other people, and as you do. And very quickly, I had to then become the man of the household. I had to really step up and take responsibilities and pressures off my mum and dad. And that was probably one of the toughest and lowest point of my life. But in hindsight, it was actually a blessing in disguise. And I'll potentially get through that either with you now, or, you can, jump on and grab the book.
Despite the bad experience faced by Durrani and his family, he made a conscious decision to face the music and not to run away from his problems.
I'm not talking about our loss as one of the biggest losses and so on and so forth. There are a lot of other people out there who are, facing hardship and financial stress and so on, above and beyond us. So there's people out there that are not, eating, so to speak. So please don't, I don't want the listeners to think anything of this as poor us. However, being in that predicament, I was very, very upset, down. I started, saying things like, never going to be successful, never going to have good things, never going to be able to, do things freely and have that, financial freedom and so on and so forth. And basically I had to step up to the plate without me realizing, because I had two options. I can run away or I can step up and be a man at the age of 18. And thankfully, I was guided in that direction. I was sort of, given that light to say, you got to, step up and help your family. So basically, to in short, I went out there straight away to get a job, and I found myself in a cafe working as a barista and a kitchen hand. I was from memory, I was earning about $600 a week, but I was given $550 to my father so that we can just at least keep the house going. And then a few months down the track, basically an opportunity came up for us via my dad and one of his networks. And mind you, nobody helped us in that real slump. It was us and that's it. Nobody was there to turn to. Nobody was there to help.
For Durrani, this opportunity represented a way to move forward and to change his family's life.
And basically I thought about the opportunity, and it was actually a big, big change, because we had to move, 4 or 5 hours away from where we grew up. So there was a big, you know, cut off as to you know, what our, you know, lifestyle was all about and what it was. So it was a big decision. However, thank God, I can say in a sense that we did take on that deal. And without jumping into too much in detail of that deal, it wasn't the fruitful or as good as it looked, but it was the only opportunity that was going to enable us to be able to walk out or at least keep our heads above water. And in saying that, you know, it was also another blessing, but that was when, you know, things really got tough in the sense of living 4 or 5 hours away from where we used to live and where things, you know, where life was, you know, cousins and family and friends and so on. And but this is where I aged and matured very quickly, because I actually had to look after that business. I had to take responsibilities of that business. And mind you, I don't have that experience. You know, I had to just go in there literally blind. You know, my father says that he was there to support, and my mum was there to support. But to be totally honest, and my old man actually said this to me, but he was asleep over that next 2 years. You know, not on his own sort of merit. It was just depression hit. You know, that fear, and when you have 6 kids and a mortgage, and you know, everything is just all on top of him. So he was there, but he wasn't.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Durrani's journey.
Back into the supermarket and friendly grocer sort of chains and food work sort of chain. So like an IGA, so to speak, but on a smaller scale. So that was the opportunity that came up. And, you know, at first it was a good deal. We thought, great, this is going to help us and rebuild and whatnot.
The downfalls and the successes?
Fortunately, even that wasn't the case. But, you know, that is where my life really took a turn. Because in that first year, you know, now being 19 and 20, I started to ask that question properly. Not why is this happening to us, but why am I here?
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, podcast listeners. I just wanted to let you know about the podcast show notes I've created for you that you can download at freepropertyresource.com. Inside these show notes, I've included a full summary, details of the resources recommended, plus much, much more. Just go to freepropertyresource.com to grab it now. It's free, and it'll make the rest of the episode so much more impactful. Again, that's freepropertyresource.com. Now back to the show. Initially thinking they bought into a great opportunity, it was supposed to help them create a life they wanted.
Back into the supermarket and friendly grocer sort of chains and food work sort of chain. So like an IGA, so to speak, but on a smaller scale. So that was the opportunity that came up. And, you know, at first it was a good deal. We thought, great, this is going to help us and rebuild and whatnot. But, you know, fortunately, even that wasn't the case. But, you know, that is where my life really took a turn. Because in that first year, you know, now being 19 and 20, I started to ask that question properly. Not why is this happening to us, but why am I here? Why is this all happening? Is there a reason behind all this? And that question is the most powerful questions that you can ask yourself, and one of the most profound questions that you can ask yourself, because that question has got me to, or led me to, where I am today and where I'm going in the future.
By asking himself why, Durrani used this line of questioning to reevaluate his life and goals. It worked in his favor.
So at first, I didn't know. But, you know, you start to, you know, research, and you start to look at other things and look up other things. And funny enough, personal development literally was there in front of me. I just had to search for it. And when you're searching for that why, that's pretty much how you go on that endeavor of trying to find yourself. And as silly as that sounds, that is the truth. And basically, I come across a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Definitely. A lot of our guests actually recommend that too.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not saying this just because of. I'm saying this because this is the truth and what's actually happened. And basically, it was talking about defining your purpose and defining who you are and why you're put on this planet Earth and so on and so forth. We've got a bigger purpose to serve than just to be a human being, wake up, go to sleep, go to work, pay your bills and so on and so forth. And that was the questions or questioning that I started giving myself. And to share it with you guys now here, basically my purpose is to inspire, empower, and positively impact millions of people's lives around the globe and around Australia especially, and showing them that anything is possible, because I have been on the other side of the coin. I've seen the tough, you know, hardship of you know, not being successful, not being, you know, your true self, not being able to fulfill your dream life purpose, you know, whether it's through your career or being as a father or whatever the case may be. And for me, I want to show that light that anything is possible, because to cut the story short, 8 years down the track, I'm now a successful property investor. My family are now two times where they were when they lost everything. And it's not because of me. It's because of the drive and the why. The why was that strong that I was able to help not just my mom and dad, my sisters and my brother-in-law, and you know, be that role model that I always dreamt of being. And then it started to, you know, go above and beyond that and start to impacting people on a bigger scale. You know, when I got back to Sydney, I bought myself a cafe. And that cafe, thanks to personal development, thanks to my why, thanks to my drive, thanks to, you know, having that push from God knows where, enabled me to be where I am now and where I'm headed, and how that I can inspire others and to do the same thing, to have the right mindset, to have the right mentality and the right philosophies and the right principles to follow and pursue. And that, my friend, is basically the true reasons of the why questioning. And that's why it's so profound.
Durrani got started into property investing from the business he owned. He was reluctant at first due to his prior experiences.
You know, I thought the property that my old man built, that always had a, you know, a very rough look at it whenever I started to think about it or so on and so forth. I actually felt that property was the reason why we went into so much, you know, of a deep hole, so to speak, and the hardship that we went through. So at first, property wasn't my ideal sort of vehicle to start investing, you know, a lot of money into. However, once I got back to Sydney and I started, I bought my cafe. Actually, I will share this little side note here. When I moved back to Sydney, we were in debt for roughly about $830,000. That was, you know, bad debt and with the house debt and so on and so forth. I actually told my dad, I'll take that debt off you so that you can then wake up and wake up with all due respect, right? It wasn't just like, you know, wake up, dad. It was, you know, so that he can, you know, look after the rest of the kids and so that I can, you know, get us out of this hole. That was my promise to him and the family and to myself. And basically, I had to take on that debt. So mind you, I'm 21 years of age. I felt like my life was, you know, going away from me. I felt like I was 41, hence why I decided that I wanted to get married and settle down and really get into, you know, into life and my journey and so on and so forth. But anyway, that was just a side note. Sorry to digress there.
That's okay. That's However, great. Yep, keep going.
Yeah, so with $820,000 debt, that was the deal, like I said, with my old man. I then got more debt thanks to my beautiful wife who, you know, had accepted me at my ultimate low in the sense of financial and where I'm headed. It still wasn't clear, right? However, we borrowed some money and we bought a cafe out in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales. And that shop, like I said earlier, really lifted us off, really gave us the extra cash flow and that growth to be able to pay off all these debts and so on.
Within 2.5 years, Durrani was able to buy his dad's house from him and pay off $600,000 worth of debt.
And since then, I started to see a lot of extra cash flow. And what I did, I fixed up my books, as you do, so that you can, you know, start to get, you know, money from banks and so on. And because of, you know, those 2.5 years being in the cafe, I was, you know, really heavily indulging and diving into personal development like you wouldn't believe. I was looking at other models of creating wealth, other vehicles of creating wealth. I was looking into, you know, network marketing models. I was looking into, you know, shares, and I was looking into property, and I was looking into everything and anything that was going to enable me to grow a lot faster, a lot quicker, because I felt like I deserved more. I felt like I needed to do more and become more because of that why, that drive that I started to learn about myself. And just to cut it in short, basically, once you go to these events and seminars and so on and so forth, you meet some incredible people. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to meet some people who are involved in the property investment space. And I won't mention names or company names, but he actually mentioned to me that, hey, Joe, I'll show you how to invest in property the right way and the most educated way with the right team. I was like, okay, that sounds good. So to cut the story short, basically I got involved into property and I was able to purchase one or two properties straight off the bat. And he just showed me how simple it was to be able to do so. Mind you, he had to really convince me that this is the right vehicle for me because, mind you, I still had that feeling and that apprehensive feeling of property because I didn't really believe in it up until I met somebody that has been involved in it and who has a property portfolio of, I think at the time he had 6+. So I was very, you know, inspired by the person and I admired where they were and where I wanted to head to. So I had that connection.
Durrani's strategy for property investing involves three phases.
And once I started, but the first phase is acquisition. And at the moment, it's quite tight. So the listeners might be like, well, how did he do this? You got to remember, this is now 4 years ago. And basically back then, it was a little bit easier to gain property, or especially with LMI and all that. So 10% deposits and so on. So that's what I'm talking about. Now, the strategy or that within the phases, because the second phase is holding. You've got to be able to hold property and afford to hold onto property so that you can really see the benefits long term. And then obviously your consolidation phase, however you desire to part with your you know, investment portfolio, whether you sell a few and pay off a few or whatever the case may be. But the holding phase is the most important phase. And basically I learned that brand new property gives us great depreciation, great tax minimization skills or benefits, I should say, but also that brand new property in master plan communities is where the growth is, because especially when you look at Sydney, it wasn't viable. You know, it's not viable still till date. You know, affordability and to be able to hold on cash flow wise on a weekly basis or monthly basis, you're going to be out of pocket just to hold on. So it didn't make sense to me. It made sense to me that I was investing in the right locations with the right people and so on and so forth. So that's been the strategy. So once I bought my first two, it was then, you know, easier because in the bank's eyes, you know, my income was growing and so on and so forth. And I forgot to mention, obviously, once I got involved into property, being in my cafe, I felt like, you know, I'm doing really well now. I'm saving good coin and, money, in other words, but doing really well. I don't need to look for any sort of other business opportunity or anything like that. However, the gentleman actually said to me that he's looking to grow his team and he's looking for somebody like me that had the energy and enthusiasm and passion behind me, thanks to the why that I have. And he was actually inspired by that, a millionaire himself. So for me, that was like a no-brainer to take on this opportunity. So I actually took up his offer and be part of his company. And being a client as well, I was able to to see a few holes that were missing that, you know, I could bring to the table to help grow that business. Anyway, back to the story, really what we're talking about in regards to the two properties, my income grew as well. And you know, serviceability now is more important than how much cash you have in the bank. And I'm sorry if this punches a few people in the gut, but, you know, it's not like it used to be. And I'm glad that it's not, because otherwise we'll have the same problem like, you know, America did. And thank God that we've got all these tight rules and regulations in place so that we don't face this problem like the States did, that were giving loans to literally anybody that can breathe and walk. So now serviceability is a big thing. So your income has to grow, you know, as you grow your portfolio. And the strategy is obviously once you sit down with people in front of them and show them the strategy, because, you know, just by listening to it, it's not really going to give you the insight. It's all about the cash flow and about the holding and about where you purchase and how you purchase.
Durrani shares some of his earlier tougher financial experiences with his father in relation to his worst property investment moment.
And again, this comes back to surrounding yourself with the right people. And I can't stress that enough. So I don't want to say that it's all been, sunshine and roses. But there is hurdles. There are always hurdles when it comes to investing, whether it's through the finances and trying to get all the paperwork sorted, or whether it's, settlement dates, and whether it's selecting the right property, or whether it's, delays and this and that. That's probably the only hard thing. And you know what? The biggest, toughest thing that you'll face is parting with your dollars. especially knowing that you're not going to be able to pull it out as quick as you know, you having it in your account. And that's a big, big thing. And I'm not saying that's a low, because it's actually something that we educate and coach and mentor our clients now to do so with confidence. But at the start, initially, especially for first-time investors, this is directed to those guys, you know, parting with your $80,000 or $100,000 that you may have right now. That was a bit hard to swallow.
His aha moment was that he could purchase a house and land package that saved him thousands of dollars by reducing the stamp duty costs.
So when first walking into, you know, the investing world, especially when it comes to property, there was a lot that I didn't know about established property versus, you know, brand new property and so on and so forth. So like the biggest one, the biggest takeaway besides the depreciation schedule, I mean, everybody knows that now, but the stamp duties. And that was a big thing for me because, you know, besides the fact that you've got warranties and guarantees in place for brand new property, you've got stamp duties that are, you know, you're only paying on the land because it's two-part contract, even though you're buying a home and land package. And that was a massive saving, and where you go, okay, great, this is really good. I mean, there's $15,000 minimum saving here. It doesn't matter where you're investing in. If you're able to purchase a house and land package and build a full turnkey property, which is owner-occupier designed, because at the end of the day, for you to be able to take the growth out of the property per se is by being able to sell to the open market, not just to, you know, another investor or, you know, just one target market. You want to be able to sell to the open market. And that's when you're going to get your bang for buck, so to speak, when you start to consolidate. And so that saving initially was really, really good. Now, another thing was leverage, because I didn't fully understand that, even though I was you know, heavily indulging in personal development. They were talking about that word, but I really didn't understand it. And what I come to learn, and something that we implement in our business today, which is the four pillars of leverage when it comes to investing in property. And when you look at these, they're quite profound, but once you start to implement them, not only just in property or investing, but in your life completely, in all aspects of your life, you'll be able to create the wealth and success that you deserve and desire. And it was all around leveraging other people's time, skill, experience, and obviously money. And that is a big aha moment for investing in property.
So, inspired by Joe Durrani's story, we'll continue the conversation in a future episode on Property Investory, where we'll find out his go-to resources for gaining financial literacy.
You can't go wrong with Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
His success habits for property investing.
Is I actually recorded what my definiteness of purpose is. I recorded that with a little bit of background music just to give it some light. And, you know, it shares, obviously, you know, my purpose is to inspire, empower, and positively impact millions of people's lives around the globe.
And that's next time in a future episode of Property Investory. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 0499881040 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.
I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried three other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. With the drag and drop theme editor, we don't need to hire a developer to do any coding. Each theme is automatically optimized on mobile. It's incredible.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.